Slow from 64th. When it's time to renew your car insurance, choose your local insurance expert, BCAA, for trusted advice. Just go to BCAA.com to renew online. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. It's going to be a beautiful dry day. The high, 19 in October. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
Move 1035's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
A man parked a minivan in front of Vancouver City Hall last night and set it on fire. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but they say the whole thing could have been a lot worse. There was about 100 liters of unburned gasoline in canisters inside the van. Vancouver Police Department spokesman Sergeant Steve Addison says police blocked off West 12th in front of City Hall as a result, adding nobody was hurt in the fire and the alleged arsonist was arrested. Police in Canada's largest city stepping up protections around Jewish and Muslim places of worship and at events being held to commemorate the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Ceremonies, events, and protests are being held across the country as Israel's deadly offensive in Gaza shows no sign of slowing 1 year on. Vancouver police say planned and unplanned protests across the city are posing a significant risk of disorder, and officers trained specifically for large-scale events have been deployed. LeBron James and his son Bronny made NBA history when they played together for the first time last night during the Lakers preseason game against the Suns. LeBron and Bronny are the first father and son to play in any NBA game at the same time, let alone on the same team. The James family's remarkable moment happened on Bronny's 20th birthday, and the Suns won, unfortunately, 118-114. Canucks open their season Wednesday against Calgary.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, 735. We always give you the answer to question one here. Help you out in the game. This morning's answer is noodles. Noodles. Good luck.
A lot of food talk recently. Noodles here this morning being the answer to the $1,000 minute. All the talk about Vancouver's best restaurants in recent days. Now a really important food question has been answered. Which fast food chain has the best french fries? This according to a panel of food critics. It's important info. You need to know. We'll pass it along here in just a few. First, Wilson Phillips. Move Radio. Good morning.
You know. chase. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
I remember we were too broke to have a car. Hitchhiking down the highway to get to the supermarket store. Buying beer with IEDs that don't even look like ours. But we never cared. We were rich in love. We were down last fall. Almost didn't recognize the person you've become. Could have shouted out, there's so much I wanna know. Maybe it's better to remember how we were when we were young. And in love, nothing seemed to matter but the time we spent together. We grew up and lost touch. I'll always keep your photograph warm in summer hide while I pretend that you're still mine.
Move 103.5 with Felix Kartell and Sophie Simmons on The Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here at 7:12. Welcome to a Monday. A panel of food critics has weighed in on what I think is a very, very important question. It's probably something that you've debated in your own life at some point or another. What fast food chain has the best French fries?
Oh, is an important question.
A panel of food critics were asked this question by the New York Post. They pulled the responses together and have a list of the best French fries in the fast food world of things. Some of the restaurants that made the top 10 for the New York Post, we don't have them here, but we certainly have the top two that finished at the top of the list for the New York Post. Any guesses who's got the best fries?
Well, this isn't my pick, but I'm thinking that it's McDonald's.
It's not your pick, but you're thinking McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
That's what the food critics told the New York Post. McDonald's has the best fries. Now, they're not yours?
No.
Whose French fries are the best for you?
I like A&W.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than McDonald's. Aaron, how about you?
McDonald's.
McDonald's all the way?
All the way.
I put up a poll on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram just to see how your answers would compare to the food critics at the New York Post. I don't know whether there's a difference in A&W fries in Canada and the U.S., but A&W did not make the top 10, according to this list from the New York Post.
That's outrageous.
But on our poll that we did on Instagram, A&W was second only to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That was a wide gap.
Interesting.
McDonald's was number one in our Instagram poll with 79% of the vote. A&W was second with 11% of the vote. And then Wendy's and Burger King split the remaining 10%.
I wonder if part of it, though, is there are more McDonald's. People experience McDonald's more than the other places, particularly like A&W. There's a lot of Wendy's around. I don't feel like there's a lot of Burger King in the Lower Mainland. There's like a couple.
Maybe not. There's one reasonably close to us, so that's why it kind of pops for me.
Yeah.
Five Guys has fries as well, but they don't do drive-thrus. I was trying to keep it to the drive-thru line. Five Guys, though, on the in the New York Post list, did not do that great. It finished ninth. McDonald's was number one on the New York Post food critics list. Wendy's was number two, and then Arby's curly fries. I don't know whether there's any Arby's still kicking around the Lower Mainland, but their curly fries are pretty awesome, according to the New York Post food critics.
God, I haven't been in like an Arby's. I associate Arby's with being, and no offense to Arby's, any Arby's franchisees that happen to be listening right now, but I associate Arby's with being like something from the 80s.
Right.
Like that it just is, you know, I don't see them around. I just feel like it's just such an old school throwback thing that, and I haven't been there. As a kid, there was nothing appealing to me either about a roast beef sandwich. as a kid, you wanted to go for a burger, but I want to go for a roast beef sandwich.
They didn't really have the greatest like promotional treats.
No.
Either. You wouldn't go there to get the latest Star Wars glass.
Did they have was there a mascot? Did they have anything?
I don't know.
There was like a big cowboy hat, right?
It was a big hat.
That was about it.
But apparently the curly fries inside
are interesting.
To die for. Very, very good. 7:15.
Move's Dream Big is back. With $20,000 winners every week. Dream Big with Move.
Dream Big.
Plus new, bigger Dream Big bonus prizes. $1,000 every single weekday.
Wow.
Listen for new keywords.
every 2 hours from 6 to 6. Then enter them at move1035.ca.
The more you enter, the more chances to win.
Dream big with move1035.
Dream big with move.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. Get into the new season Monday, October 14th on CTV.
IHOP in the morning.
What's for breakfast?
I'm thinking IHOP.
Oh, IHOP. Well played.
IHOP in the evening.
Hey, want to grab a bite after the movie?
Sure. How about IHOP?
Yeah, IHOP.
Or IHOP whenever.
Hungry?
Very.
Let's do IHOP.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
Certain times, just call for IHOP. Like breakfast, lunch, or dinner. At IHOP, we don't just put food on your plate. We put a smile on your plate.
Subaru dealers present the 2024 Solterra Test Drive, an all-electric vehicle that will surprise you. Feel the control of full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive, the power of legendary Japanese engineering, with a breakout performance of Test Driver played by you. Let's hear that drop again. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Finance rates from 0.99% for up to 36 months. See dealer for details.
Finding it tough to save with rising costs? At Envision Financial, we're here to help you reach your goals, whether they're just around the corner or years down the road. We offer flexible saving options, competitive rates, and steady returns you can rely on. Boost your savings with guaranteed returns. Talk to an Envision Financial advisor today about options that fit your life. See website for terms and conditions. Envision Financial is a division of First West Credit Union.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing Financial Advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say Fly-nancial Advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing Financial Advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
When your current internet feels like this. Primus Internet's fast speeds can feel a little like... Phew, it can be daunting at first, but you'll get used to it. Let's do it again. Upgrade to Primus Internet today. Everyday affordable prices starting at only $44.95 per month. Visit primus.ca for details.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us, the Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex...
Need a break from everything? Escape to a place where anything is possible and the fun never stops. At Silver Reef Casino Resort, you'll discover world-class dining, championship-caliber golf, a full sports book and bar, over 1,000 top-rated slots and table games, and so much more. Come join the fun and see why we've been consistently rated one of the region's top destinations. Visit SilverReefCasino.com to book your stay and discover all the exciting events and promotions we have in store for you. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260.
At Real Canadian Superstore, find more ways to save than any other major grocer. Thanksgiving's creeping up, so pick up sweet potatoes at only 74 cents a pound before the offer ends October 9th. Plus, don't forget to grab a delicious utility-grade turkey. See flyer for details. Gobble, gobble.
Ready to build some money muscle?
At Coast Capital, we're finding ways to help you get paid more. Our new Elevate checking account has the banking features you want. Plus, comes with free access to Coursera's online training that could help advance your career. That's Ash studying negotiation, and Cody's learning the latest in AI. The potential outcome? More income! Switch to Elevate checking today. Plus, for a limited time, new Coast Capital members can get up to $600. Conditions and limitations apply. Come on, team, let's feel the earn!
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, tonight at 9 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Looking good right now. Monday morning, not a stall or accident anywhere. Some volume, of course, northbound Iron Workers, westbound Portman. Counterflow in at the tunnel, northbound slow from Delta Works Yard, southbound slow from Mylora Golf Course. During Specsavers Fall Sale, you can get two pairs of glasses, including single vision lenses, for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. Weather is brought to you by CTV. Don't miss an all-new episode of The Traders Canada, part of CTV's must-see Mondays, starting at 8 on CTV. Mix of sun and cloud today, high 19, right now 9 degrees.
Thanks, Aaron. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, Drake is feeling sad and aired his feelings about backstabbers while in a club over the weekend. We'll have some of the audio of that and more coming up in The Scoop.
$1,000 Minute 2 at 7:35. Here's Kelly Clarkson on Move.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. You're dedicated. You took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone.
Clarkson on Move 103.5. Well, if a movie makes $1 billion, that means people want more, right?
Now, here's The Scoop.
Yeah, maybe not so much. based on the box office receipts for the new Joker movie over the weekend.
When I first saw Joker, when I saw you, for once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore.
The second Joker movie, the first Joker movie, which came out 4 or 5 years ago now, it made over $1 billion at the box office. And up until Deadpool and Wolverine over the summer, it was the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. So you think slam dunk, a sequel is going to do great business.
Right.
But not in this case. The new Joker movie made less than half of what the first movie did on its opening weekend back in its original release, about $40 million U.S., $120 million around the world. And what is particularly troublesome from a financial point of view is this one cost more than twice as much to make as the first one did.
Whoops.
Yeah. So the first one blew away all expectations. It was done on a moderate budget, made massive, massive money. And so they really overcommitted to the second one, and now it looks like they might lose a boatload of money.
So is it just that the feeling of this movie is such a big departure from the first one?
I don't know whether it's a huge departure. I think sometimes people are just good with one movie.
Yeah.
On certain things. I saw a comparison to, do you remember the Alice in Wonderland movie that Johnny Depp did?
Mm-hmm.
And it was hugely successful. So they did a sequel called Alice Through the Looking Glass, and it tanked.
Yeah.
Nobody went to go see it.
Yeah.
And it was because it was, that seemed to be for the first movie. Hey, great. No, this was good. We want to see this. This is interest. We just don't need more.
Mm-hmm.
And for a variety of reasons, maybe Joker falls into that same category. Everybody was good with one movie, but we don't need to belabor this dark and twisted world.
Yeah.
Yeah. One movie was enough.
It's interesting. Like, you know, you look at our, like, British television series. I feel like they are really great at keeping it to, like, this is one story and it's maybe one season and maybe it's just six episodes and then that's it. And, you know, we don't do that in North America very well. Case in point, Grey's Anatomy. Apparently we don't do it with movies either. You know, like, we're making more than maybe that is there. You know,
in this case, it certainly this seems to be like a wild miscalculation in terms of how much interest there was in another Joker movie, for sure.
Disappointing. And I feel like, imagine you're Lady Gaga or whatever, and you're like so excited about it and everything, it doesn't do well. And you're like, well, Monday. Do you know what I mean?
It's not my fault.
That's got to suck.
Yeah,
that's got to suck.
Drake appears to be in his feelings about his ongoing feud with Kendrick Lamar. He was publicly complaining about fake friends on Saturday night. So Drake was at a club in Toronto where he grabbed the mic. And I don't know whether this was planned or not, but in front of the crowd, he said that, listen, my real friends are definitely in the building. And then he went on to say this.
You're going to come to a point in life where people you thought were friends, they might stab you in the back. They might do a lot of things to you. You'll come to that realization. Wherever you're at in life, you've probably been there and you'll be there again. That's how life is. But look, sometimes it's you and you alone by yourself. Sometimes it's you alone with your thoughts. Sometimes you know what? Play the song, don't
worry. So he wrapped up by then going into Beyonce's Me, Myself, and I, which he also performed.
Like, he sang along with the song?
I think he did. That was just like the intro, and then he did his version of Me, Myself, and I. I do feel like, you know, I don't know whether now it's Monday, if Drake looks back on that and goes, ugh, I just... It's kind of like being, you know, on social media and like just like spilling your guts and putting it out there and then going, oh, why did I do that?
Monday morning regrets. There's all kinds of them today.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 1035.
How sweet.
had your chance, but you blew it. Thought you buried me, but I'm alive and living my best life. Yes. Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
On Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, and it's time to play the $1,000 Minute.
Caller 25, looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll do it right after Taylor on Move.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like.
In Port Coquitlam this morning, you picked a beauty day to book off work, Sonia. What are your plans for today?
I got to get my motorcycle sorted for winter, so I think that's the plan later on.
So you put snow tires on it?
Not quite.
No, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Do you take it for one, because it's going to be such a beautiful day, do you take it for one last ride before you get it prepped for wintertime?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%, yeah.
Do you have a route, like, where you really like to ride?
No, I'm thinking of heading out into Maple Ridge or something.
Cool. So. Yeah. All right, Sonia, let's get you some traveling money, $1,000. So 1 minute on the clock, we'll ask you 10 questions, all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer you give us. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass. If there's time, we'll come back to it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. What is the base of the Thai dish pad Thai?
Pass.
What's Linus's sister's name in the Peanuts cartoons?
Lucy.
What Vancouver street is Van Dusen Gardens located on?
Pass.
Who was Nicole Kidman married to before Keith Urban? What's the huge wave called that can be triggered by earthquakes?
Tsunami.
It's Simon Cowell's birthday. Name a show that he's been a judge on.
American Idol.
Cowboys or Steelers, who won Sunday Night Football?
Steelers.
How many I's are in the word gigantic?
Two.
What does Crayola make?
Crayons.
When texting, what's the acronym used to say, in my honest opinion?
IMO.
What is the base of the Thai dish pad Thai?
Oh, shoot. I didn't hear you at the beginning with the first question. That's why.
No worries. Okay. Noodles. Rice noodles. Noodles. We would have accepted either.
Okay.
You do know your peanuts, so money there. Van Dusen Gardens is on Oak Street. Nicole Kidman was married to Tom Cruise. You get the next two right, but it was the Cowboys that won football last night. You know how to spell gigantic. Crayola's right. And then you just missed one word. In my honest opinion, IMHO is the acronym.
I'm getting old. I don't use those acronyms.
$50 for you this morning for five correct answers. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
We'll do it again later this morning. This round brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. And another round of the $1,000 Minute on the way at 9:35.
Also, speaking of traveling money, we've got a lot of traveling money to give away. It's Monday, so that means a $20,000 phone call is ahead with Dream Big. If you have been entering the keywords, we could be calling you. If you haven't, it's not too late to start. One entry is all it takes, and your next keyword is coming up at 8 o'clock.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Attention Save On Food shoppers, we have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation!
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome!
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucsons are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the breakaway sales event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Hey up, Canada. Yorkshire Tea here. Since launching our proper tasting brew, or tea, as you like to call it, we've noticed you do things proper too. Like your favorite dish. Fries, cheese and gravy? That's proper. And your winters? Minus 30. Brr, that's cold. Niagara Falls? Now that's a proper waterfall. How many kettles could that fill? So here's to drinking a proper brew in a country that also does things proper. Yorkshire Tea. Britain's number one brew. Let's have a proper brew.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
Denied long-term disability? Your insurer is hoping you'll just walk away from the compensation they owe you. Insurance companies make record profits, yet deny legitimate claims like yours. Don't let them keep the money you need to live the life you and your family deserve. Go to disabilityrights.ca and get disability lawyer Savan Chamarkin in your corner. Discover what insurance companies don't want you to know and how Savan can force them to pay you what you are owed. disabilityrights.ca.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into Comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Canada's biggest women's event is back. The annual West Coast Women's Show is going nationwide as the Canada Women's Expo. Join the celebration October 18th to 20th at Tradex. It's fun, fashion, food, and the best shopping at 300 vendors. Save big with exclusive show specials, fantastic fashion shows, celebrity speakers, and nonstop entertainment on four stages. Plus, Girls Night Out, Martini Night on Friday with the sizzling hot calendar firefighter fashion show. The Canada Women's Expo, October 18th to 20th at Tradex in Abbotsford. Save with early bird tickets at CanadaWomen'sExpo.com.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry, offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply, details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass replace.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sell Out Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
selloutvacations.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. No stalls or accidents right now. Volume building, of course, on North Shore bridges over the Portman counterflow in at the tunnel. Traffic is brought to you by Home Hardware. Save 25% on Beauty Tone Pure interior paint, tintable to any color you can imagine, only at Home Hardware and Building Center locations. Hurry in today. Sale ends October 30th. Mix of sun and cloud ahead today. High 19 right now, 9 degrees.
Yeah.
Today's Best Variety Move, 103.5. Is it weird? Google is out with its top Is It Weird searches of 2024. The year's not even done, but people need to know what's weird.
It's that time of the year when we start thinking about that stuff.
Got it. Okay.
How the year went.
Yes. I still feel like there's like 4 months.
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe these weird questions are so far ahead, there's nothing that's going to surge from the back of the pack now.
Maybe.
Maybe the number one is just such an overwhelming number one. They're like, let's just put it out there now.
So there's a theme with the top five Is It Weird searches on Google. It's the same theme for everything. Number one. Is it weird to go to a bar alone?
That's the number one question?
Is it weird? There's other questions, but it's, and the, is it weird under that umbrella, that frame? Is it weird to talk to yourself? Is it weird to go to a concert alone? Is it weird to go to the movies alone? Is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant? And people need to ask Google whether it's okay to do these things.
Have you ever typed in the phrase, is it weird, to Google? Have you ever consulted with Google for something?
For is it weird? I consult with Google, yes, a lot.
But
not
to that specific thing. I'm assuming these are people looking for validation for something they want to do.
Yeah.
But are worried that it's going to look weird.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, do you turn to Google
all
for
the
validation?
All the time, and it's always the same question. Are second marriages happier?
Generally speaking, no.
That's exactly it, Nat.
Apparently, each time you get married, your happiness goes down.
Yes. Did you know that, Drew?
I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting?
I haven't Googled it. I don't know why I know that, but
you've Googled it.
Anybody who's listening right now with, let's say, their third spouse, they're looking at each other going, really? Really? Really?
Hey, there are exceptions. I'm sure there are exceptions, but by and large, Google says stay in your marriage unless it's, you know, extremely awful.
Sure. Yes. Yes.
So I do it all the time.
Or you get divorced and then you just don't remarry. Like, there's also that possibility.
You just take a lover.
Yeah, or many. Like, you know, but you don't. But that's actually not what the Is It Weird is. But
that's so fun to think about.
Assistant producer Sammy was shaking her head in the other studio when we asked the question, have you ever Googled the phrase, is it weird? Because I've never done it. How have you completed that sentence?
I mean, body stuff.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. You're just like, okay, is this weird to like see this or like whatever? But yeah, no, sometimes.
Hang on.
Is it weird to see what?
Exactly. A rash, like body stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Is it weird to have your fart last for more than 3 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone needs to know that.
I agree. I love Google. I think it's great.
Same.
Sorry, that was yours?
No, I've never done it. I'm trying to guess what Sammy's body things are. I've never done it.
I think just by simply saying body stuff, that's just like mind your own business.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
My Google searches, they generally just are medical.
Yes.
And that's pretty much medical.
Yeah.
So that also feels like a mind your own business. So, okay. Sounds like we're coming to a close.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk more about divorce?
Seems like we have really exhausted that.
I feel like, does Steve, like, each time you come home, is Steve like, oh, is today the day?
No. I think that, like, most people, right? Like you said, like, if you're thinking, you know, and we all have about a million things, right? I know. I've been married, how long have I been married? 25 years?
It is funny that you have to turn to us to legitimately ask that question instead of just knowing yourself.
I don't know exactly, but it's been a long time. And once in a blue do I think, should I stay married, Google? It's like the magic eight ball.
And Google gives you the answer that you're looking for. Yeah.
Come make your mistake. You know the love is up. You still got the key.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've had a really good morning, actually. No major problems at all, and it remains that way. We do have one stall. It's in Burnaby, Grandview Highway westbound at Boundary. Shop online at PetSmart October 7th to 14th and save an extra 20% store-wide with promo code SAVE20. Exclusions apply. See PetSmart.ca for details. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. It's going to be a nice one. Dry and some sun. The high will be 19. Right now, 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's What You Need to Know. Here's Erin Davis.
A man parked a minivan in front of City Hall last night and set it on fire. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but the whole thing could have been a whole lot worse, according to Vancouver Police Department spokesperson Sergeant Steve Addison. He tells CTV News that there were 100 liters of unburned gasoline in canisters inside the van, but they did not blow up. As a result, police blocked off West 12th in front of City Hall. Nobody was hurt. The alleged arsonist was arrested. Police in Canada's largest cities, including Vancouver, stepping up protections around Jewish and Muslim places of worship and at events being held to commemorate the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Ceremonies, events, and protests are being held across the country to mark Israel's deadly offensive in Gaza and showing no sign of slowing 1 year on. Vancouver police say planned and unplanned protests across the city are posing a significant risk of disorder. Officers trained specifically for large-scale events have been deployed. LeBron James and his son Bronny made NBA history when they played together last night for the Lakers against the Suns. LeBron and Bronny, the first father and son to play in any NBA game at the same time, let alone the same team. The family's remarkable moment happened on Bronny's 20th birthday. The Suns unfortunately won 118-114. And the Canucks opened their season Wednesday against Calgary, and they've released a hype video. Here's Brock Besser and JT Miller.
We were sick and tired of losing. We kept talking about we wanted to raise our standard, and just right from the get-go, we kind of had that mindset.
That's going to be a part of it. It's like, I don't want our team and our city to be satisfied that we almost won the second round, that that's just what it's going to be. We have to keep raising our standard.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeart Radio station. Dream big. With Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
Mile is the keyword. You have to be entering the keywords to go into the draws for the $1,000, the daily draws, and the grand prize draws of $20,000.
Smile is this hour's keyword. We have another $20,000 phone call to make. It's Monday. Let's give away some big money. You've been tracking the keywords. We could be calling you soon on Move. You got love.